T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And welcome back in. It is the Bill Michaels Show, a Thursday edition. Tim Allen in for Bill today as we continue our conversation about the baseball situation. And again, all of this is prefaced, guys, by the fact that we know there are families much more affected than just the sports world. Families affected with their health, among other things. So we don't want to slight that at all in any way. But when it comes to baseball, it is a big debate, and that's what's happening right now. And I think there's a lot of intelligence on both sides, the players and the owners, and they will figure this out. It may take just a little more time than we all want, but they're going to figure it out. To talk more, let's hit the Schneider Orange hotline and welcome in former Brewers, Reds, and Giants second baseman Scooter Gennett. Scooter, Tim here. It's been a while.
It has. Great to hear your voice, Tim. Great to hear your voice.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Everything good? Everything safe?
Everything is good. Florida, everything is... I'm not really around too many people. I actually live kind of in the boonies. So I've been really just doing what I normally do, and I guess it qualifies as quarantining, and that's just, you know, staying away from things I don't necessarily need to do or people I necessarily don't need to see.
You obviously are knee deep in the baseball industry, and you know, you read and you watch and you listen, and your thoughts here on a huge debate, as I was just saying, heading into this conversation. Your thoughts on that big debate amongst baseball and the union and the league and what's safe and what's right and economics. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, to be honest, I still don't have a job. You know, I didn't get any offers I felt like were good enough. So with that being said, I haven't paid too much attention, to be completely honest. I've heard talk here and there, some chatter here and there, but you know, if I had a job, like if I was in spring training to begin with and then they stopped it, I think obviously I'd be more involved and be in those union meetings, stuff like that. But I honestly think, just from what I've heard, I think that number one, baseball is, people are kind of getting a little pissed, you know. There's some people that are like, you know what, if they don't resolve this, like, I'm done. Like, how you know, like, the people aren't that happy with baseball, with the Astros stuff. Like, there's those original fans that follow, and they're, you know, diehard fans. That's what keeps baseball going. So I think that there's no way that they can have a season, because if they don't have a season or something, or come to an agreement on some sort, I think they might lose the fans. So you know, and we can't play without, you know, people paying to come watch us play, or TV deals, stuff like that. So I think no matter what, they're going to have to resolve, you know, give and take, do whatever, but come to an agreement, because ultimately no one wins if they don't.
Scooter, I got to say, my viewpoint on this is I totally respect the players and you guys that have earned the right to stay home if you want. I get that. Hell, if I had the money, and I didn't feel safe, I'd just tuck in here at home with my son and just not go out right. at all. I mean, but I can't afford that luxury. I don't make that kind of money. And I respect what the players
and there's
do.
There's a lot of guys, Tim. There's a lot of guys that haven't. A lot of baseball players, 90% of them that aren't comfortable like financially. So, you know, there's only about 10% of guys on each team that are making the type of money in 1 year that they can retire for the rest of their life, right? The other guys, those rookies, the guys that haven't made it to arbitration yet, those guys might have a couple hundred grand in the bank, but that ain't life-changing money, you know? So that's what's tough. And then on those union meetings, there's guys that speak up, right? And it tends to be the guys that get hurt the most are the guys that are making the most, right? Like, those are the leaders on the team. Those are your Ryan Braun. Those are your guys that have been around. Those are the guys that have earned the right to speak and talk. But the problem is, it's not the 90% or 80% of the guys that don't have a whole lot of money that are like, man, like, you know, so there's that with the players, and it's not like the players on the same page. It's just some guys have the right to say certain things, and it tends to be the guys that have already established themselves that have the money. So it's almost not as beneficial for those other players that are rookies because they feel like their voice isn't going to get heard as much. So I'm sure there is some conflict in there, but like you said, it's 9 times out of 10, it's about money.
It is, and I think a lot of people need to understand, crawling through the minor leagues with you guys, you're paid peanuts. I mean, it's like $1,500 a month.
I was making $356 my first year in Appleton every 2 weeks after taxes, $356. And it hadn't moved up since our coaches. We had an older coach. He's like, that's what I was getting paid 30 years ago. So, you know. Yeah, there's struggle in the minor leagues, and then they're talking about taking teams away and stuff. And like I said, Tim, I've been away from it a little bit because I didn't have a job going into all this. But I do know that once those replays started, once you start changing things within something that's worked, you know, well for so many years. Yes, there's the strike. In the 80s, 90s, those guys had to do those things to where. The ownership, the business aspect doesn't take advantage and basically take over the game of baseball. And it definitely is heading in that direction. So that's where the players really, it's an important time right now to stick together and make sure that, hey, no, you need to realize that we're the game. We're no cards because we're the game, but yet when they poke and pry and take advantage of certain guys and blah, 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 and, you know, oh, let's do the replays, or let's try to speed up the game, all this and all that, once you let them in on that, they won't stop until they're sharks, and we're baseball players, and all we have is each other. So I think right now, that's probably what they're talking about. Hey, let's stick together. Hey, if we don't play, you know, at least we don't conform to everything that they say, because then in few years from now, no one will be making money. It'll all be, well, either play baseball or we have another guy we could pay, you know, that isn't as good, but we don't care because we just want money.
Yeah, and that Scooter, I gotta say, is why the owners and the players, they just have to work together. What happened with, I know right. there's a lot of details, Scoot, I get that. But what happened with the good old-fashioned handshake, look me in the eye, and just integrity in the business world?
Millennials. Millennials. I'm a millennial. I found myself in between millennial and whatever it was before. But just technology, I mean, people's attention spans are so short now. They've done studies. I mean, all those things are involved, but like I said before, number one, we cannot lose those original baseball fans, because if you don't have them, you never know what you're going to get, you know? So once you start changing the game, which has already happened, mound visits, whatever, the slide rule, all that. Once you start down that road, it could be a very slippery slope. And they're not dumb. Like, these people aren't dumb. Like, when you're talking about a $1 billion industry, $1 trillion industry, they have some really smart people working for them, you know what I mean? And over time, if you allow them control, give them a little bit too much control, then, because they're not the original baseball fan that I'm talking about. They're oh yeah, baseball's cool, but they see a dollar amount. They don't care about the game. They don't care about if it's played the right way. They don't care about any of that. They care about dollars. That's it. So that's just where we are now in every aspect. Every business is big mega businesses. Unfortunately, at the end of the day, they say, well, it's just business. Well, not for me, because I played this game for the love of it. And, you know, yeah, I need to make money and take care of myself, but that's not why they're in it. They're not in it for the love. They're in it for the dollars. And there's just those kind of businesses and corporations. And then there's some that are nice, you know. It's almost like just go join in a men's adult league baseball game and have a good time and not have to worry about dealing with any of that. And I've made some money and I don't need to play for money. How's that sound?
Yeah, it's awesome, Scooter. And you know what? You have earned that, though. And that's the thing. I've been talking about it on the air that you've earned that. And I think that the investment of time, effort, and money that you and your family put into getting where you got to has to be taken into account here. All of that stuff, man. It's just too bad. The whole love of the game, baseball is such a cool thing. I mean, I make my living at it, and you obviously do too, but it's such a cool thing. I hope they get it together. I really do.
I think they will, but like I said, it's an important time for the players to you know, have each other's backs, to be on the same page, just to hold their grounds, to, you know, stay in their ground, because this is, you know, unlike anything that's ever happened before. So if these things pop up down the road and they take control and do everything that they want to do, and we just sign it and say, okay, yeah, we'll do that every time, eventually we're not, or what do we have a union for? You know, what do we, you know, it's like the Teamsters union back in the day. My grandpa was a truck driver. Like, those guys weren't nice in those meetings. Those guys were standing up screaming because they're tired of getting taken advantage of, and that's where we're at. I mean, it's never going to stop. So I just hope that it nothing else in the game changes, that they don't try to, you know, only play 8 innings, 7 innings, because people can't keep their 90% of people watching can't keep their attention. They change the channel. Like, that's stupid. What about the 10% that are watching every game, that love the game as much as we do? What about them? You know, and that's what's sad is. It's all about the views, Tim. It's all about the money, all about the views, and unfortunately, you lose some of that love in there for the game.
It is just too bad. Well, Scooter, I want to wish you good luck, man. I want to see you on a diamond somewhere. Once they open up here, to sign a deal somewhere. We want to see you play ball, man.
Yeah, I just wanted incentives, and they didn't want to give me incentives. I didn't get a guaranteed offer to make this team out of camp. And I was like, okay, but give me some incentives. And they said $500,000, $700,000 was it. I'm like, well, I can make an all-star team still. Like, how about we do, like, if I make an all-star team, there's $500. If I win the Silver Slugger, there's $500. If I get 400 at-bats, 500 at-bats, I'm an everyday player, there's $500. You know, to where at the end of the day, I'm a $20 million player, and they've only had to pay me 8 or 9 or 10. But they didn't want to do that, so they made the decision pretty easy for me.
Well, your numbers prove you deserve it. There's no question. Hey, listen, thanks for the time, Scooter. I really do appreciate it, and we wish you good luck, and I'll be in touch.
Thanks for having me on the Michael's show. I hope he's okay. He's not sick, is he?
No, he's good. He's all good. He's been working throughout all of this, Scooter, and he just absolute deserves the time off. There's no doubt.
Well, I'm sure he's listening, so. Hello.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks to your wife for letting you use her phone. Yours had died. I gave that number out on the air. I hope you don't mind. I'm kidding.
Great.
All right. Take it easy.
All right.
There he is, Scooter Gennett, former Brewers second baseman. He joined us right here on the Bill Michaels Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.